Being gay and playing football sometimes is not a comfortable combination. Homophobia is an issue that the sporting codes are trying to tackle. The AFL, for example, says it's going to support any player who openly comes out under its new anti-homophobia program launched in May. But in Sydney this weekend, a rugby code is taking a more direct approach, with the Sydney Convicts becoming the first gay club in the world to play on the same bill as a professional rugby match. They'll play the curtain raiser at the Waratahs Otago Super Rugby match clash in Sydney Football Stadium on Sunday. And Dave Whittaker is the president and founding player of the Sydney Convicts. He's with us now this morning. Hello, David.
Hi, James.
Did you think this day would ever come?
11 years ago when we started the club, we probably didn't know. We actually didn't know that we'd make it through the first Bingham Cup. We started the club to go to London, travel to London and play in the first gay rugby World Cup, the Bingham Cup. When we came back, we decided to keep going, and here we are 11 years later playing. We've been playing in this local suburban rugby competition, and we're just an amateur rugby club, and it's a fantastic opportunity to be running out there on the Sydney Football Stadium.
You're going to be playing before Waratahs Otago. How different will the quality be?
It won't be that different, of course.
You guys are amateurs.
We may not have the same in the subbies rugby. We may not have quite the same size, pace, and experience, but we've certainly got just as much passion.
Yeah, good on you. How reluctant are gay men from participating in sport, do you think, because of their sexuality? Does it happen?
Look, I think, the reason the Convicts is around, unfortunately, is that homophobia in sport does exist, and I think we've seen the heads of the major sporting codes acknowledge that this year. And
having said that, it's extraordinary how quickly things have changed.
Certainly, I think we've made tremendous ground in the 10 years that we've been around, and we've seen, a really big effort from the major codes this year, and I think the awareness is increasing dramatically, and hence, the benefits of this game on Sunday is to continue to raise awareness of the issue of homophobia in sport.
How far down the road is professional mainstream sport in overcoming homophobia altogether, do you think?
I think it's taken significant steps. There's no question that we're seeing a much greater effort from the administrators of major sport, and that's fantastic, but I think there is a long way to go. We haven't seen too many out professional players at the elite level, and clearly there is room to make an environment that is more conducive to people being comfortable as themselves, and also making sure that elite young players don't leave sport because they don't feel comfortable. And I think that continues to be an issue. We want to keep these players in the sport, enjoying the full benefits and great rewards that participation in sport offers.
Okay, good luck on the weekend.
Thanks very much, James.
Dave Whittaker. No worries. President and founding player of the Sydney Convicts, a rugby team with gay and straight men in it. And they'll be playing on the same bill as the Waratahs Otago Super Rugby Clash, Sydney Football Stadium on Sunday.